House come to order. Members, please register their presence by voting. Any member failed to register their presence. Clerk may take the quorum.
Thirty-five present, five absent.
Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, Representative Rhodes is excused from the call of the House today. And we had communication yesterday from Representative Kelly, who was unable to make yesterday's plane, so I'll move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Kelly be excused from the call of the House today.
There be no objection, so ordered.
Mr. Speaker, I'll also move at this time that Representative Parr be excused from the call of the House on Friday.
Without objection. Please rise for prayer by Captain Herbert Miller from the Salvation Army.
Our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the time that we can come together. We pray that as we start this new week, that thou will just strengthen us, that thou will abide and help us to the dictates of our hearts, that we may do the things that we feel is right for the betterment of the state as well as the communities. We thank you again. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Representative Ida.
I move and ask unanimous consent that prayer be spread upon the journal.
Without objection. So ordered. Clerk, please certify to the correctness of the previous day's journal.
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 26th, 27th, and 28th days.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent this body approve the journal as certified by the Chief Clerk for the 26th, 27th, and 28th days.
There be no objection. The journal is certified. Brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests to be introduced to the House? Representative Sullivan.
Mr. Speaker, there's a meeting in town all week this week of the statewide adult basic education regional coordinators. They've invited legislators to attend their conference on Wednesday from 1:30 to 4, but we're welcome to drop in any time. I'd like to introduce all of them and ask that applause be held until the end of the introductions. Carol Hagel is here from Kodiak, Mary Alexander from Nome, Mary Whitaker from Bethel, Bill Eisenbart from Bethel, Jane Yamashiro from the North Pacific Rim, Doreen Dixon from Juneau, Donna McAlpine from Anchorage, Dr. Robert Hage, Rural Affairs from the University of Alaska, Anchorage, Pam Kelly from Sitka, James Irani from Anchorage, Clark Jones with Adult Basic Education, Marcia Freer, and Shadi Angst, all with Adult Basic Education.
There are other guests to be introduced. Representative Davis.
It's not very often I get a chance to introduce anybody from my district, and I have two boys in Gallery A. They're Tom and Clark Davis.
Are there other guests to be introduced? Does the clerk have messages from the governor?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the other House.
The Senate has passed House Joint Resolution Number 47, commending Forest Service for its Alaska Marine Highway Visitor Information Service Program, and it is returned herewith. This resolution has been sent to enrolling. The Senate conferees considering House Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 334 and Senate Bill Number 334, enabling a mutual bank to invest in a property improvement note in a principal amount not in excess of $10,000, have been discharged. The Senate has passed Senate Bill Number 607 and is transmitted herewith. Senate Bill Number 607 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to budget information available to the legislature.
Referred to Finance.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk, have general communications.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 577 relating to interest rate on general obligation bonds under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Malone, Chairman, concurred in by Malone, Haugen, Itta, Duncan, and Buchholz. House Bill 577 has no further referral. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had House Bill 589 relating to the election of municipal officials under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cotton, Chairman, concurred in by Cotton, Freeman, Davis, Ostrowski, Rudd, and Hackney. House Bill 589 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Does the clerk have reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 84 by Davis, relating to the Pilgrim Springs Road and Extension.
State Affairs.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of House Bills.
House Bill Number 700 by Gardner, Duncan, Eliason, Freeman, Haugen, Malone, Miller, Naughton, Specking, and Rode. An act making a special appropriation to the Water Resources Revolving Loan Fund and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill Number 701 by Miller and Duncan. An act providing for instructional units for reading specialists under the Public School Foundation Program and providing for an effective date.
Select Education and Finance.
House Bill 702 by Davis. An act providing for a special appropriation to the Department of Highways for construction of a Pilgrim Springs Road and extensions and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 703 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council Subcommittee on Taxation and Revenue. An act relating to assessment and taxation of oil and gas properties excess value surtax and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us to the daily calendar. Will the clerk read the first item on the calendar?
House Bill Number 524 by Hackney, an act relating to the practice of podiatry and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Health, Education, and Social Services has had House Bill 524 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass and further recommends it be referred to Commerce. The report was signed by Mrs. Sullivan, Chairman, concurred in by Sullivan, Davis, Hackney, Osey, Osterbach, Ostrowski, Parr, and H. Byrne. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 524 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Wallace, Kelly, Fisher, Urien, McKinnon, Rudd, and Freeman. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, unless there are amendments, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 524 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
With no objection, House Bill 524 is advanced from second to third reading and placed on final passage. Will the clerk read the bill for the third and final time?
House Bill Number 524 by Hackney, an act relating to the practice of podiatry and providing for an effective date.
Bill's before you for discussion and debate. Mr. Hackney.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, this bill simply adds podiatrists to the list of practitioners of the healing arts who have to be licensed in the state of Alaska. In case you're wondering what a podiatrist is, on the second page of the bill, it's pretty well spelled out in paragraph 9 that defines the practice of podiatry. One of the big problems as far as podiatrists go is that under the present laws, they are not able to write prescriptions for drugs that are needed in their particular art. And with doctors becoming more and more skittish about doing anything outside the course of normal medicine, it becomes more and more difficult for podiatrists to operate. As far as the bill itself, the second section of it is the standard language of the grandfathering clauses that grandfathers in podiatrists who are presently operating in the state. Section 3 simply spells out the qualifications that a prospective podiatrist must meet, and Section 4, of course, is the descriptive language of a podiatrist.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any other discussion? Mr. Specking. The question is, shall House Bill 524 pass the House? The members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk may close the roll. Excuse me, Mr. Guy hasn't voted. I'll open the rolls. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Thirty-six yeas, no nays, four excused.
Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on House Bill 524 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause as well.
There being no objections, so ordered, and House Bill 524 has passed the House. Will the clerk read the next item on the calendar?
Senate Bill number 144 by Senators Willis, Croft, Chance, Miller, Rohde, and Sackett, an act relating to limitation of contributions into second injury fund. The Committee on Labor and Management has had Senate Bill 144 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by Eliason, Smith, McKinnon, Kelly, and Bowman. Mr. Urien has no recommendation. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, in the absence of amendments, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 144 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
No objection. Senate Bill 144 is advanced from second to third reading, placed on final passage. Will the clerk read the bill for the third and final time?
Senate Bill number 144 by Senators Willis, Croft, Chance, Miller, Rohde, and Sackett, an act relating to limitation of contributions into second injury fund.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. Is there any discussion? Mr. Brown.
Another member was just standing up. I was just going to inquire about the bill in general. I don't know anything about it.
Mr. McKinnon.
Mr. Speaker, this bill would double the amount of money that can accumulate in the second injury fund, which is a fund in workman's comp that provides for retraining and rehabilitation of permanently disabled workers. As the bill now stands, on January 1st of each year, if $200,000 has accumulated in the fund, then no additional money is allowed to go into the fund during that calendar year. And the Department of Labor feels that the $200,000 isn't adequate enough now for the cost of retraining and rehabilitating people, and they've decided that they feel that it should be raised to $400,000, that the $200,000 limit now just doesn't cover costs.
Any other discussion? Question is, shall Senate Bill 144 passed the House. Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk may close the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Thirty-six yeas, no nays, four excused.
Senate Bill 144 has passed the House. Mr. Urien. Your reconsideration will be noted. This brings us to the end of the daily calendar to unfinished business. Is there anything to come before the House in unfinished business? Special orders. Committee announcements. Mr. Gardner.
Judiciary Committee will be meeting at 1:15 on House Joint Resolution 3 on grand juries, and possibly we'll be meeting tonight at 7 o'clock on malpractice if our draft is ready.
Representative Sullivan.
Mr. Speaker, House Hess will meet this afternoon at 3 p.m. To discuss House Bill 618, a general obligation bond relating to the corrections facilities, and also for a discussion with public health people on the fees charged for family planning services and the state of public health nursing in Alaska.
Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, House Commerce tomorrow at 8 o'clock, House Bill 678 dealing with mortgage reserve accounts.
Mr. McKinnon.
State Affairs at 1:30 to consider House Bill 557 dealing with utilities and state rights of way. And we may possibly also be taking a tour of the Records Management Center and Archives in relation to our consideration of Executive Order 38.
Mr. Cotton.
Community and Regional Affairs will meet tomorrow morning at 9, and I don't have my schedule with me, but I'll post it on the blackboard outside.
Mr. Malone.
Mr. Speaker, the House Finance Committee will meet at 1:15 p.m. this afternoon to begin the review of the education budget with the Department of Education. Also meet at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, hopefully disposing of House Bill 578 relating to fiscal notes, and some discussion on House Bill 601 Foundation Program with the people from the Department of Education.
Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, the House Resource Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 8:00
Any other announcements?
Mr. Speaker, may we be at ease?
House is at ease. House come to order. Mr. Smith.
Mr. Speaker, there will be a Democratic caucus upon recess, or adjournment, rather.
Mr. Brown.
Mr. Speaker, as a matter of announcement for the information of the members of the body, the two consultants to the legislature in matters involving telecommunications are here today and will be here on and off much of this week, and they are available for any inquiries you may have on that general subject matter. Also, we did not have the best showing in the world for our meeting this morning with Mr. Melody, even though that does address some bills that are before this legislature in both houses, and I found out that Mr. Melody is going to be available longer than he had originally thought, and I think we'll probably be propelling him around, talking to individual members today and tomorrow. He's the gentleman who knows quite a lot about the art of regulation of public utilities and how it's been done well and badly in other states and in Alaska, and is an advisor to the Governor's Office of Telecommunications.
Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, several announcements. First off, I would like to announce to the body that we will not be meeting a week from today. We will, of course, meet through the balance of this week, but we will not be meeting on Monday, a week from today. I'd like to announce, Mr. Speaker, that I think everybody either has or shortly will receive an invitation in the mail from the Alaska Dental Society for reception. And the invitation says it's to be held on Friday, January 20th. That's apparently a typing error. We've checked with the Dental Society people, and that is for Friday, February 20th. So when you receive that, just subtract a month there. The Speaker will mention this earlier, later, but you might want to mark on the calendars that the blood pressure clinic sponsored by the Heart Association has been scheduled for Friday, February 20th in the public lounge on the second floor of the Capitol building here. All legislators and staff members are invited and encouraged to participate. I presume they take your blood pressure for free at this stage of the game. I guess they'll measure and see how our blood pressures are doing and then maybe measure when the thing gets hotter. I don't know.
Mr. Miller, I think Mr. Huntington's seeking the floor. A lot of us would rather.
This has been sort of a traditional long weekend for the legislature. It allows the Republican members to attend at their homes Republican Day banquets and that sort of thing. In addition, it is early enough in the session that it gives everybody a chance to kind of go home and sound out the troops and find out what the people at home think we're doing right and what we think we're doing wrong. And so it just seems like just a good opportunity for a long weekend.
Mr. Specking. Mr. Urien. Mr. Miller.
Well, if the Republicans want to stay here and talk to each other, they're perfectly willing to do so. Mr. Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that this body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We have no objection. We're in adjournment.